Hello, this is John with Saul's uplifting message for Thursday, April 25th, 2019. Enjoy. Fear is unreal. You, humanity, is finally opening to love and thus arriving on the same page where we in the non-physical realm spend a lot of our time. This is making it far easier for us to bridge the seemingly vast gap between form and non-form so that we can commune with you all far more easily and spontaneously. Awareness of your true nature, the self that is using the body as a vehicle to experience form, is rising into the consciousness of increasing numbers of you as the felt presence of the tsunami of love which is pouring down on planet Earth continues to intensify. Everyone incarnate on Earth now is feeling it, although the vast majority do not, as yet, have any understanding of what is happening, what it is that they are feeling. They just feel slightly to extremely uncomfortable, and all their denied or hidden non-specific fears are adding to that discomfort. What is happening is an essential aspect of the awakening process. To awaken is to open fully to love, but fear blocks your access to it, and yet fear is, in truth, unreal. What people need to do is to look at it and see it for what it is, an unreasonable and illogical fear about some unknowable and unforeseeable but seemingly possible future occurrence. Humans have for eons lived fearfully, believing that some horrendous catastrophe may arrive unexpectedly at any moment. That very seldom happens, but with instant worldwide news constantly available nowadays, and because catastrophes do happen, humanity's fears have intensified. And fear is cumulative, thus strengthening the beliefs in the logicality of being fearful. Further, of course, the media, news, social, personal, political, religious, and institutional of all kinds, fans the flames, even throwing gasoline on them because those in positions of authority over others are always keen to strengthen their positions, and building and encouraging fear is a most effective way to do this. When people are alone in their homes or are meeting in small friendly groups, the fear level is low because they each feel supported by the safety of their home environment or by the group. However, when large crowds gather, it is very easy for fear to arise, often without reason, and then spread rapidly, causing panic as people rush for the exits, trampling on each other in their urgency to escape. Those who refuse to be overcome by fear can stand aside and remain quite safe as the crowd rushes past, while they assess the situation to decide if there is anything to fear. Your rational and logical minds know that living with a constant sense of fear is very stressful and that it leads to psychological disorders that further compound the situation. Nevertheless, your egos thrive on fear. How many times have you felt offended by something someone has said to you? Fear has then arisen, and as a result you have responded angrily to put that other person down, in their place. In the moment, if you think that you have won the argument or disagreement, you feel temporarily uplifted, powerful, strong. Then the other responds equally powerfully, undermining your momentary sense of victory. And of course, that is how nations interact with each other, also multinational corporations, and even religious organizations. So much of human interaction for so long has been confrontational. Who will blink first? Now, as the energy flow of love increases and intensifies, many are becoming aware, very aware, that major changes in attitudes and behaviors is essential if you, humanity, is to avoid mutually assured destruction. You have the technology to achieve that insane result, and your governments keep on adding to their arsenals as if more is better and safer. In the meantime, masses of people are living lives of desperation as they attempt to feed, shelter, and clothe their families. They want change. enormous change in the way that their governments operate, so that those in need are cared for and that those in despair and addiction can be lovingly attended to and brought back from their despair and addictions into lives that are uplifting and inspiring. Everyone on earth wants to be loved, happy, and at peace. And of course, this is possible. It is your natural state. However, fear has hidden the reality of that from you, and in fear, defences are constructed, and borders and walls are built to separate the haves from the have-nots. Is it possible to conceive of a state in which to live that is more insane than that? And differing political and religious beliefs and persuasions intensify these rifts between peoples due to race, colour, ethnicity, culture, and intellectual ability, as those in positions of authority play on the fears of the masses to strengthen their own untenable positions, positions to which they were elected or appointed in order to honour, respect, and guide the people who placed their trust in them. All across the world, it is now very apparent that people have seen through this deception. They are angry, and they will no longer tolerate the dishonesty, corruption, and indifference of those who are supposed to be governing and guiding the societies over which they have seemingly limitless power, and which they are seen to be using to pursue their own self-gratifying agendas. As you have been told so often, enormous changes are occurring. They are not being reported by the elite-owned mass media, but the freedom of information, now easily available across the world due to modern technical innovations, makes it impossible for this eons-old deceit and corruption to be kept hidden. The old order is crumbling. It is not up to the task of transforming the traditional attitudes and behaviours that have been based on an us-versus-them mentality and encouraging, creating, and establishing a system that works fairly, honestly, respectfully for every human. A transformative system is arising as people everywhere come to realise that there is no separation and that everyone's thoughts, words, and actions affect absolutely everyone else on the planet. A massive spiritual evolution of humanity is in process right now, and the rate of transformation, which is already very rapid, is accelerating. You are all divinely loved, from the most spiritually advanced mystics to the simplest of individuals who seemingly have absolutely no awareness of their spiritual heritage. God does not differentiate between you. He does not judge you, he does not punish you. He adores every single one of you without exception, and his will is for you to do likewise. That is what your awakening is all about. And the tsunami of love is flowing powerfully into all your hearts wherever there is the slightest crack in the fearful defences you built eons ago to keep it out. You will awaken into the complete and full knowingness that you are all one, and that awakening will bring you untold joy. Your awakening is divinely willed, and therefore it is absolutely inevitable. Therefore, rejoice, celebrate, and love one another as God does. Truly, you are beings of love. And anything that you are presently experiencing that is not in alignment with love is unreal and is crumbling, disintegrating, dissolving. And because it was unreal, when you awaken, you will have no memory of it. There is only joy. With so very much love, Saul.